So, what are the drugs you use for the treatment of congestive heart failure? So, before going to the drugs you use for the congestive heart failure, let us learn about the motive of the treatment of CHF patients. So, the motive is to relieve symptoms of CHF by using certain drugs like inotropic drugs, diuretics, ARAS inhibitors, vasodilators and beta blockers. And then the second motive for the treatment of CHF is to arrest or to reverse the progression and progression of the disease, for which we use ACE inhibitors and ARBs or beta blockers. So first, let's see about the stages of congestive heart failure. There are six stages of congestive heart failure. First is asymptomatic left ventricular dysfunction. So at this stage, the patient don't need any kind of medications because the condition may actually fall back to the normal or may actually progress, but you cannot simply use drugs because he has some symptoms which may lead to CHF. So the first step is asymptomatic ventricular left ventricular dysfunction, for which no medicines are required. Next, if it progresses, then it will be mild heart failure, for which we use it is class 1. And then moderate heart failure, class 2, severe heart failure, class 3, and refractory heart failure, class 4. And the final stage and the deadly stage is emergent heart failure. So, according to the stage of the heart failure in the patient, we choose drugs. For example, if he is having mild heart failure, we have no need to give him emergency drugs. Like, we can keep him on ACE inhibitors or ARBs, which are like for maintenance, just for maintenance. We have no need to keep him emergency drugs if he is mild case. Then if it is moderate, then we may use ACE inhibitors and beta blockers and also diuretics. And then if it is severe, we can use ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, diuretics, digoxin, which is a cardioglycoside, and even spironolactone. But if he is having refractory heart failure, you can use ARBs. ARBs are like, you can use ARBs in any stage. And then diuretics, digoxin, spironolactone, vasodilators, and inotropic drugs. But you cannot use beta blockers here because beta blockers cannot act very fast here, and they may actually precipitate or they may worsen. They may cause cardiac arrest, so you shouldn't use beta blockers in the refractory and emergency heart failure. So this is just the outline. So when I read the actual content of drugs and when they use, you will be getting it easily. So first case is the diuretics. Diuretics we use in even mild cases sometimes, moderate, severe, refractory, and emergency cases. Okay, so all symptomatic CHF were treated with diuretics because they actually decrease edema. Like, mainly in these diuretics, we use high ceiling diuretics like furosemide, or the drug of choice for mobilizing edema fluid. In CHF, there will be edema formation because of the stagnant of blood here and there. So for the purpose, diuretics are very helpful to clear off that water content around that particular organs. Later, they may be continued in low doses. So first you use in high doses so that the edema clear offs. Later you can use in the low doses. So in advanced cases, which is chronic, resistance may develop to even high ceiling diuretics. So addition of thiazides, which is also a diuretic, metalazone, spironolactone to high ceiling diuretic like furosemide may overcome the resistance. However, thiazides alone has very limited role in CHF. So we actually use furosemide along with other diuretics. So what do diuretics do? They actually decrease preload by decreasing the plasma volume and improve ventricular efficacy by reducing the circulating volume. They remove the peripheral edema and peripheral congestion, pulmonary congestion. So intravenous furosemide increases systemic venous capacitance. Now, diuretics have no role in asymptomatic left ventricular dysfunction, and brisk diuresis can worsen some cases whose cardiac output is critically dependent upon the volume overload. In such cases, if you give diuretics, he may actually die. However, they do not actually influence the disease process. The only drugs which influence the disease process are ARBs, AC inhibitors, and beta blockers. On the other hand, they may cause activation of the RAS by hypovolemia, which has adverse cardiovascular consequences. Current opinion is to treat mild heart failure with AC inhibitors and ARBs plus or minus beta blockers only, because they afford survival benefit, while diuretics may be added intermittently for if symptomatic exacerbations are present. In such cases, you can use these diuretics. Chronic diuretic therapy should be only reserved for advanced cases. Did you understand about the diuretic status in the CHF treatment? So generally they cause very symptomatic, they actually benefit by decreasing the edema, pulmonary edema and edema fluid here formed here and there during the process of CHS formation. In the progression and pathology of the CHF, this fluid is actually washed off or cleared off by diuretics, and also they actually decrease the preload. So in that way, diuretics help in CHF, but for this purpose we use high ceiling diuretics along with other thiazides and K+pyrine. But anyway, they are not they should not be used for long term, because they may actually cause or worsen cardiovascular condition, because they cause hypovolemia. Intern activates RAS system, which may actually have really very bad effects in the heart. So you shouldn't actually use it for the maintenance. Only for maintenance or in mild cases or chronic cases, you actually should use ARBs, ACEs, AC inhibitors along with the beta blockers, and these diuretics should be used only when needed intermittently in the emergency cases to relieve the symptoms of edema and volume overload. So next, RAS inhibitors. So RAS inhibitors is pivotal to development of symptoms and disease progression of CSF. The AC inhibitors and ARBs are the sheet anchor of drug therapy. So RAS inhibitors are both AC inhibitors and ARBs. They are like the very, very important drugs in the treatment of CHF. Like, they're very important. So they afford symptomatic relief as well as they stop the progression of the disease, this CHF. They actually prevent this apoptosis of the myocardial muscle and fibrosis, interstellar matrix changes, remodeling, all these are inhibited. And also, symptomatic and prognostic benefits have been established in mild to severe. So you can use in any class, from class 1 to the class 2, you can use. They are only contraindicated in the renal function deteriorates by their use because of decreased renal flow. There may be lead to renal stenosis. So only if there is any renal dysfunction, in that cases you shouldn't use. So this is about the renin. What about vasodilators? Why we actually use vasodilators? We use vasodilators so that these blood vessels do not show more resistance towards the flow, so that heart can work smoothly. Or we'll see vasodilators, acute heart failure that occurs, they're used by oral route. Okay, preload reduction. Excuse me. Vasodilators cause preload reduction, afterload reduction, pre and after load reduction. They do all these things. annex beta-adrenergic blockers. You shouldn't use beta-adrenergic blockers in the emergency cases, because you know beta blockers cause hypotension, that is bradycardia. Because if you use in the emergency cases, they may actually cause bradycardia and sometimes they may cause cardiac arrest. But anyway, encouraging results have been obtained in class 4 cases as well, but using severe failure could be risky and needs constant monitoring. Greatest utility for beta blockers has been shown in mild to moderate cases of dilated cardiomyopathy with systolic dysfunction, in which they are now routinely corresponding. So next one is the aldosterone antagonist like spironolactones, which are also diuretics. Next, we use symptomatic inotropic drugs only in the advanced cases like dobutamine, dopamine, because drugs with beta-adrenergic and dopaminergic agonistic actions have positive inotropic and vasodilator properties, which may be utilized to combat emergency pump failure. So dobutamine and dopamine are used for this purpose. Well, this is the treatment of CHF. And thank you for listening, guys. I hope you learned something today. If you did so, please give me claps. Bye-bye.